Sean McCord. I'm here in lovely downtown Charlottesville at the Filmmakers Lounge for day two of the Virginia Film Festival, and I'm speaking with Connor Hurley. He is the director of a short feature length film called Skook. We'll get to the title in a second, which screens Sunday at 12:30 here downtown in the Regal 2. So, first of all, what does Skook stand for?
Okay, so Skook is, initially it was kind of an insult, but it's actually kind of been co-opted by the people of Schuylkill County.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, which is a lovely little township in the middle of Pennsylvania, very rural, former coal mining area. And yeah, so locals call it Skook, and if you're from there, you are a Skook forever. So
it's that area that people drive through, and we see the signs and we think it's Skykill, Skookle.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right, but it's Skookle.
And,
and the locals are known as Skook, and they refer to it as Skook, and once a Skook, always a Skook.
Always a Skook, yeah. That's the idea.
So you were a student at NYU.
Correct.
Making short films, and there was a convergence of circumstances that led to this. Tell me about that.
So I was working in a production company all through college, and it was really cool being able to work in a production company, but we were getting very underpaid and overworked. But we're in mid-December and suddenly the ship starts going down and we all get laid off without notice.
This is December of 2011.
Yeah, this was a while ago. So this was, and the film, part of the context of it is that it takes place during the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Right.
So all of that is going on, and suddenly we find ourselves 2 weeks without Christmas, without jobs. And I'm also graduating too, because I'm planning to work there full time after that point. So it's pretty devastating. But the executive assistant at the company, Ashley Pishock, who wrote and produced the film, she had the script, and I had been directing stuff for the company, and she's like, hey, look, we got some time, let's go down to Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, and let's make a movie. And none of the partners, they were all in legal disputes, so they couldn't touch any of the equipment legally that was going on. So, and kind of just as a gesture, you know, we can't pay you. Here's a red camera, which is top of the line, Zeiss lenses, $100,000 lenses, like all this great stuff. So we were able to
Don't break it.
Don't break it. And so we were able to up our production value because of that. And so we took it all down to Pennsylvania and shot this movie.
Okay, well let's film geek out here for a second. So what did you shoot it on?
So it was the Red One MX.
Yeah.
Which at the time was, you know, good camera, you know, little faulty, but I've got a lot of love for that camera. It's done a lot for me. It also shot my thesis film, and Zeiss Prime lenses, which are, you know, top of the line.
Top of the line, absolutely.
And we used their insurance, which I'm not sure how legal that was, but you know, it was a while ago, and you know, there's only one time in your life when you can do that, and it's you're unemployed at 21. So
had you seen the script before?
Yes, I had. I'd given her notes on it, and it's funny because there's a character in the script that I play, actually.
Oh, okay. So you're actually in the film, too. I didn't know.
Very small role. I'm an elf in Christmas Village. And, you know, I read the script, and Ashley and I had been writing stuff, and I wrote her notes, these really detailed notes. Wow, I really love the script. And in the back of my head, I was thinking, you know, how great it would be to direct material as like rich as this. And I come into the office the next day, and Ashley's like, so, Connor, you read the script, loved your notes, thank you so much. How would you like to
play an elf?
And I'm like, sure. Yeah, sure. Okay. And then eventually down the line, I got promoted, and I got to direct and edit the film and do a lot of producing work on it. And so it's been a passion project of a couple of years now.
So you said you edited it too.
I did, yes.
Man, you did everything. And this was your, by the way, I got to say, for people who are listening, you're not very elf-like.
But I am a ginger, and, you know, like anything, you know, they just all throw me in that. But I will say, I mean, I think I nailed the elf performance.
I'm looking forward to it. The film, we're talking to Connor Hurley, who's the director and elf of Skook, which screens Sunday at 12:30 in the downtown mall, Regal 2. So, but you had never done You hadn't done a feature film before. You had, had you just done like short student films at that point?
I had done projects, and then I had shot half of a short film, and I'd released a trailer, and the trailer was doing well, and she saw that and liked it, and that was my ticket. But I mean, I was really faking it the whole time. It was really inside my head. I was so out of my element. Like, I was like, I'm so unqualified for this position. But you know, when you're directing something, you can't let that show. You have to keep up that veneer of confidence the whole time. So this is very much my, not just my first feature, it's very much my first film.
Yeah. And your friend Amy, did you let her know how nervous you were? Or did she pick up on it?
No, I there were maybe a couple. I mean, we were shooting because it was such a, you know, I mean, we were, the film takes place on winter break, and we were using, you know, kids from NYU on their winter break. We were all on our winter break, like, doing it. And so, you know, there were points where we were shooting for 16 to 18 hours. And, I mean, it was hard for, I mean, people were going insane. I mean, people were hearing voices on set. It was, like, it was crazy. So, I think the veneer cracked sometimes. But I think on the whole, I kept it together. Let's hope, you know.
So this was a film that was very close to you, and everybody was working on it. Because, as you said, You're not some 40-year-old director who's had a lifetime of directing films and now shooting a film about college students. You are the same age as these characters. You're playing these characters. Their life story means something to you, and you're from Virginia. So did you find parallels between Amy's story and some of your own stories?
I definitely did, and that's why I really wanted to tell that story, because, you know, we've seen the post-grad story a lot. I mean, you think of The Graduate, or more recently, a you know, kind of similar model of a film, the Tiny Furniture. And but you don't see the movie about that period of insecurity that you're going through when you're 19 or 20 years old, and you're changing rapidly. I mean, you go to college, and I mean, especially in an urban environment, everything is different, and then you're going back and you're reconciling with this past. I was also like, kind of like, my role in high school is as the weird artsy kid, you know, and then suddenly, you know, you go to college and you kind of, you know yourself, and you become a little bit cooler, and then you go back and you're like reconciling with that like weird artsy kid past and the more confident person that you've become. And yeah, like figuring that out. And, you know, like bullying too. I mean, the film deals a lot with like bullying, and it's like how to forgive and move on from those kind of scars that, you know, that stay with you for a while, I think, you know.
So the story itself is about a college girl, Amy, who goes back home to Skook, film also called Skook, screening 12:30 on Sunday at Regal 2. We'll give us a little bit more about the plot. Her boyfriend is tied up in the Occupy Wall Street.
So she kind of has this like classroom radical boyfriend, you know, not uncommon to the urban environment, very pretentious. And he is supposed to go home with her for some of the break, and he won't go because the movement is too important to him. And so she goes home, and then by coincidence, she runs into one of her former high school bullies, who helps her out with an errand and then asks her out, and she tells him very rudely no. But over the course of time of them keeping, like, they keep on running into each other, and she realizes that he's actually done a ton of maturing himself, even though he's still in his hometown.
Yeah.
And they start to kind of form this, like, hesitant relationship. The more vulnerable that she becomes with him, though, the more she realizes that she hasn't, and is having trouble forgiving him for one particular night that went down through them. The story is told partly in flashback about this one particular night that really haunts their whole relationship. And it's something that's definitely worth checking out.
So it's a 72-minute film. You've been shopping it around. So you shot it over 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And how long did it take to cut and put together?
It was 2 weeks, and then we braked, and then we did a third week of the flashback. So actually a huge component of the film. It's like, in a weird way, a period piece between 2012 and 2008. So right now we're at the American Film Market and doing it. It was 2 years of post-production, though, largely because it was me editing the film. And at the same time, I come back from set and I have to find a job again. And I have to, you know, figure out my life. And so it's been a total journey. I mean, even there are, you know, little things in the film, that the titles and the design, the poster design, I mean, that's all just me and my friend, really. It's a homegrown effort. You know?
Well, let me ask, how are you doing? You got a job?
I do.
But you got a job that allows you to take the film to film festivals.
Well, it's very serendipitous in that sense, is that a lot of the work that I do now is a lot of freelancing editing. Mm-hmm. I do some directing too, but a lot of editing, and I kind of honed my editing skills working on this. And it was through this that I kind of realized, like, oh, I can do this. And some people were like, hey, you know, you can make money doing this. And so I started editing professionally, and that's what I do now.
Nice.
And it affords me the ability to say, hey, I'm going to take a week off and shoot. Hey, I'm going to take a week off and go down and make a film and keep doing what I love.
That's terrific. I'm talking to Connor Hurley, the director and editor and elf and many other things of Skook, which is screening Sunday at 12:30 at Regal 2. So how's the reception been like, taking it around?
The reception's been really positive. I mean, I think especially among a younger audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the older audience that has that kind of like, it's like a movie about kids in a sense, sure. But it has kind of the voice of someone watching it, and like parents are really relating to it because they're seeing their kids go through that struggle. But I think especially, like, it's very much a movie about my generation. It's very vulgar. It's very, you know, it's fun. It deals with bullying, but it's a lot about that just kind of feeling of you go and you learn so much about yourself just in a short amount of time in school and college, and suddenly are exposed to so much more. But then you go back and you realize you're still very tied to your hometown. As much time as you spend thinking it sucks and I want to get out of here, you're so much a product of that, and you owe so much to that.
And your hometown is, you're in Virginia.
Falls Church, Virginia.
Falls Church. What's it like being back?
It was really cool. I mean, I got to like stop through and see my dogs. I love coming home. Like, coming home is, you know, my kind of like, you know, there are people there who love me and cook for me.
Yeah.
And like, I still got a lot of good friends here. And, you know, life in New York can be very taxing and very tough and very lonely. So, you know, you come home, and I spent like, I mean, since I was, you know, like 10, I was like, I want to get out of here. I want to go somewhere else. I want to make movies. And now I love coming home. I come home like every month. And
nice.
Yeah.
Have you been to Charlottesville before?
I have. I mean, being, you know, student in Virginia, I mean, so many of my friends went here, so I've definitely been down here a couple of times and really love it. And I didn't even really realize it was fall until I came down here and saw trees again. And
right.
Trees. Yeah. I forgot about those.
Well, congratulations on getting into the festival. Congratulations on the screening tomorrow of Skook at 12:30 Sunday at the Downtown Mall Regal 2. It sounds like a tremendous amount of work, and it looks like this is what you're going to be doing. I think we're going to see you back here.
Cool. I hope you're back. I'm really happy to be here.
All right, Connor. Thanks for coming by, and all the best at the screening tomorrow.
Thanks so much.